DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a winter weather advisory in effect, as we'll continue with scattered snow showers early, then clearing upper 40s. Tonight could see some isolated snow showers, partly cloudy skies, temperatures in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, lower 50s, with wind gust at 25. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, 27. For Thursday, isolated rain in the upper 50s. Right now, it's 32.
Maybe a few slick spots with a couple inches of wet, slushy snow overnight. No weather-related postponements or cancellations to report.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Police in Hutchinson arrested a man on Friday evening accused in the death of his roommate's dog. Officers dispatched to a home in Hutch in reference to a cruelty to animals call around 7:25 Friday night. Upon arrival, they spoke with a 22-year-old woman who owned a Chihuahua, and she told police that her roommate had been in an ongoing argument over the dog's household manners. During the argument, she said he threw the dog out the front door of the house. Officers found the dog deceased at the residence, arrested his 24-year-old Aaron Woods of Hutchinson on one allegation of cruelty to animals, knowingly killing, a first offense. KWCH-TV reports Woods has since bonded out of jail. Former Kansas Governor Jeff Collier has formally launched his campaign to reclaim the office in 2022. Collier narrowly lost the GOP primary in 2018 as governor to polarizing conservative and then Secretary of State Chris Kobach, before Kobach lost to Democrat Laura Kelly. Mid-America Network News.
Oglaw Livestock Special, cow-calf pair and stock cow with our regular sale Wednesday, April 21st. Sale time, 9 o'clock on butcher and feeding cows, bulls, heiferettes, noon baby calves, then the Walters, Angus, and Tipton Ranch bull sales. 1 o'clock, Mountain will sell the cow-calf pairs, followed by the stock cows, Scott LeBlanc. 55 Angus cows with February and March calves at side, 7 to 8-year-olds. That's a complete dispersion. Noble Ranch, 27. First calf heifers, they were AI, they have February calves at side. 24 Angus, 8 to 10-year-old cows with calves at side, they all have basin Angus genetics. Steve and Nick Hansen, 90 Angus, Sim Angus stock cows, they're 3 to 6-year-olds, they're bred to Angus bulls, they calve August 24th. View many more of our high-quality consignments at OglawLive.com or call the office at 308-284-2071. That's this Wednesday, April the 21st, special cow-calf prayer sale, Oglaw Livestock.
A report out says Kansas is among the states with the riskiest teen drivers. KTV reports the state has the fifth riskiest teen drivers, according to car buying service CopilotSearch.com. The number of teens killed nationwide in vehicle accidents dropped more than 50% from 2005 to 2019, but there still were more than 2,300 incidents in 2019. The study says 6.9% of teen drivers in Kansas don't wear a seatbelt, nearly 8% drink and drive, and more than half text and drive. According to the CDC, the risk of a fatal crash is 3 times higher per mile driven for drivers aged 16 to 19 than for drivers aged 20 on up. Risks are particularly high for male drivers, drivers with other teenage passengers, and teens who are in the first few months after receiving their license. Much of the Sunflower State woke up to snowfall this morning, but rest assured it'll melt by afternoon. However, freezing temperatures on tap for tonight. Rick Everett, Mid-America Network News.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Tuesday. Nebraska has administered nearly 135,000 doses of coronavirus vaccines last week as the state continued to ramp up distribution of the shots. State health officials said 134,829 doses of the vaccines were administered last week, including one day when more than 40,000 shots were given. That's up from roughly 116,000 doses the week prior. The state said yesterday that 36.3% of the state's population has now been fully vaccinated. The 7-day rolling average of new cases in Nebraska decreased over the past 2 weeks, going from 484 new cases per day on April 3rd to 323 new cases per day on Saturday. And Nebraska weather forecasters say after a hard freeze last night, prepare for another hard freeze tonight with temperatures back down into the 20s. Rick Everett, Mid-America Network News.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners voted unanimously last week to approve the haul route, cable route, decommissioning cost analysis and improvement project for the Irish Creek Wind Farm. The improvement agreement includes an initial payment of $779,350 for repair or replacement of five bridges and one culvert throughout the haul route, and annual payments of $85,000 to be distributed among affected townships in a manner by the board deemed reasonable for the county. The board discussed speed limit reductions on certain haul route roads. The non-posted speed limit is 55 miles per hour, which could be reduced. However, there will be continuous water trucks running to control dust, and it likely will not be needed to lower the speed limit. Situation will be monitored and recommendations made accordingly. In addition, magnesium chloride will be used for dust control in front of homes. There will be weekly project meetings conducted throughout the project and will include a county commissioner and the county engineer. County counselor and the board discussed the 30 by 30 land acquisition. He feels it's a federal law versus states' rights, but we need to address this at the local level and will stay apprised of the situation and remain proactive. The Washington County Deputy Appraiser advised commissioners last week that property valuations have gone out and property owners have 30 days to appeal. Personal property valuations will go out May 1st with 2 weeks to protest. The Lynn Booster Club presented a request for assistance with $41,000 remaining due on the Lynn Community Center project for equipment, advising that $197,000 has been raised toward the project. They are constructing a community facility that will include workout equipment in the extension and the new gymnasium at Lynn High School. Discussion continued on revising the neighborhood revitalization program, with Raleigh Ordine suggesting a 10-year timeline, double the current 5-year period. No action was taken, and the county attorney and appraiser will be included in conversations. Nemahal County Commissioners met last week with Granada Township Board members regarding the process for declaring some roads minimum maintenance. No actions were taken. County attorney spoke to commissioners about the process to be followed if Nemahal County would switch to a county unit road system instead of the current county township unit road system. County attorney also presented a draft of a resolution that declares Nemahal County's support of the Second Amendment of the Constitution. That resolution was approved unanimously. Commissioners asked if the current moratorium would allow for construction of the Grain Belt Express project in Nemahal County. They approved the appointment of Janelle Niehaus to the Kansas Mental Health and Guidance Center Governing Board to finish Tim Burdick's term, which expires the end of December. An approval was given for purchase of a new skid loader with bucket for the Road and Bridge Department at a cost of $15,500.
Mary D. Bailey, age 80, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Tuesday evening, 6:30 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Mary Bailey. Marjorie I. Perry, age 95, formerly of Axtell, passed away Friday. Graveside service Wednesday, 2 p.m. at the Rose Hill Cemetery, Axtell. Visitation Tuesday, 3 until 8, at the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Marjorie Perry. Dr. F.M. Max Beam, age 95, of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral service Thursday, 2 p.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Visitation at noon. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Dr. Max Beam. Deanna D. McAtee, age 80, of Washington, passed away Saturday. Private family service will be held at a later date with a Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Deanna McAtee. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, zucchini and tomatoes, strawberries and bananas. Tomorrow, sloppy joe, chips, broccoli, and spiced apple cake. No weather-related postponements or cancellations to report this morning. Might be a little slushy in some areas, might allow a little extra travel time. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a cold front extending across the central and east central parts of the Midwest with this upper level trough bringing some cooler air with it. And this is causing for this precipitation to be in the form of rain and snow. And this system will continue to push off towards the east southeast as we head through the day. That precipitation will start to taper off in our area this afternoon. Maybe a little bit of some isolated rain and snow for tonight. Otherwise, dry weather for tomorrow and warmer temperatures as we head through the week. So across the area, winter weather advisory will continue with lingering snow showers early, then clearing upper 40s. Tonight, isolated chances of rain and snow, partly cloudy skies, upper 20s. For tomorrow, sunny skies in the lower 50s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, 27. For Thursday, sunny early, could see some isolated rain showers in the afternoon. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-April, 69, record high in the state, 97. The average low, 44, and the record low is 21. Sunset this evening, 8:09, sunrise in the morning at 6:43. We received a couple inches of wet, slushy snow overnight. 30 degrees, a cloudy overcast. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 20th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's that time of year again. It's back to school time. Hi, my name is Terry Harries. I'm the kindergarten teacher at Good Shepherd Lutheran School here in Marysville. If you are looking for a Christ-centered school with small class sizes, we invite you to call the school and set up an appointment to come check out our facilities. You can reach us at 562-3181. Please leave a message if no one answers and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Or you can send us a message on Facebook. We look forward to hearing from you.
Curry stays hot and Marlowe passes Howe. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Steph Curry's hot streak continued. The Warrior star dropped 49, hitting 10 three balls en route to a 107-96 win over the 76ers last night.
Steph off a screen. Right sideline fades and fires. He got another one! Steph Curry! He's on a different level.
On KGMZ, Curry is averaging 40 points a game for the month of April. Also last night, the Suns won an overtime thriller against the Bucks.
Chris Paul gets a screen from Ayton, tries the three, and buys the three straight away. CP3 with the answer.
On KTAR, 128-127, your final. Chris Paul dished out 13 assists to pass Magic Johnson for fifth on the NBA's all-time list. Nikola Jokic had 47 points and 15 boards to lead the Nuggets to a 139-138 double overtime victory over the Grizzlies. An historic night in the NHL last night, San Jose's Patrick Marleau played his 1,768th career game, breaking Hall of Famer Gordie Howe's record for the most in NHL history.
Very grateful for and blessed that, you know, that was able to do this. And with all the support I've had over my career, it's something I'll never forget.
Marlowe unable to propel his team to a win, though, the Sharks falling to the Golden Knights in a shootout 3-2. To Major League Baseball, the Cardinals dealt the Nationals a 12-5 drubbing behind a two-home-run night for Paul DeJong, including a four-run blast.
So it's DeJong at the plate and the pitch. That ball is hit high in the air to left field. It's back to the track. To the wall, slander!
On KMOX. NFL longtime quarterback Alex Smith announced his retirement. The former number one overall pick was named the NFL's Comeback Player of the Year after returning from a compound leg fracture that nearly killed him. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Planning an ag building or bin construction? Build right from the ground up with concrete pads from Inline Construction. Add an approach for your commercial or ag building for added functionality. They also do basement and foundations, plus retaining walls, driveways, patio, and sidewalks. Call for a quote today, Inline Construction, at 562-5525.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. In a major development for ag climate policy, the White House has announced plans to nominate USDA climate advisor Robert Bonney as department's new undersecretary for farm production and conservation programs. This position will give Bonney broad authority and funding to shape USDA's approach to ag climate policy. He'll oversee commodity programs, the federal crop insurance, as well as conservation spending. In the selection of Bonney, it sends a clear signal about the importance of climate and an agenda item throughout the USDA, and especially within the three agencies. Those words from Bruce Knight, conservation and technology consultant, and Knight served during the George W. Bush administration as chief of the National Resource Conservation Service, later USDA Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs. Knight says Bonney will be positioned to implement some long-term changes to the agency, including making sure that addressing climate change is part of the NRCS mission. At the same time, Bonney is someone farm groups should feel comfortable working with, Knight says. Sysco and Cargill, two of the world's largest food companies, have announced a major partnership with the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. The partnership helped ranchers in Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, Kansas, and Colorado tackle climate change and improve grassland and wildlife habitat. Through a public-private partnership, $5 million in funding from Sysco and Cargill will accelerate the implementation of sustainable grazing practices over the next 5 years across 1 million acres of responsible for approximately 30% of beef produced in the U.S. The Southern Plains Grassland Program has the potential to sequester up to 360,000 metric tons of carbon per year. That's the equivalent of removing 78,000 passenger vehicles from the road in 1 year. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Lewin Berger has 25 Angus and Sim Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition or traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Lewin Berger in Waterville today at 268-0647.
From Mid-America Ag Network, this is the Larry Steckline Report.
Well, friends, back in, I think it was December, I can't remember for sure, we kind of had a program that indicated we were going to get paid, we farmers, $20 an acre because of the COVID crisis. I mean, lo and behold, we had an election, and that was put on hold by the new administration, and I thought maybe it was going to be scrapped. But guess what? We've got some pretty good news today. Sean Rafferty, he's the head of the FSA offices in Sedgwick and Harvey counties with me. Sean, I got to tell you, I'm looking forward to your remarks concerning $20 an acre that we have approved, haven't we?
Absolutely, and that is great news. Those $20 are finally hitting those bank accounts, and actually, as we're talking right now, you may already have that money there for you because you don't have to do a thing. The government now is going to top up on those payments we issued earlier this year.
Wow, that's quite a deal. So really, I thought maybe we had to come to the office again and sign up. But we don't have to if we did it the last time.
That's correct.
Well, what if we didn't do it?
If you didn't do it last time, the government opened up a new opportunity for the next 60 days for those folks to come in and apply if they haven't already been in. But if they're like you and they pay attention, those payments, they should be in those bank accounts any day now.
Boy, I tell you what, that is really nice. In fact, those payments have made a whole lot of difference to the outlook on agriculture in general, especially farm bankruptcy cases that were looked at back in the middle of last year. That was almost a sure thing to happen. bunch of those have not happened because of help from the government. And quite honestly, we had some pretty good prices come along, too. That helped. Your reaction as far as farmers are concerned, are they happy?
We do our best we can to make them happy, but if they have any questions, they can go to farmers.gov and see what we have available for them.
Thank you so much for being with us today. That's the Stickline Report, friends.
The spring cleaning event is going on now at Midwest Kia. That's right. We're rolling up our sleeves, cleaning up our lot, and marking down over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles just for this event. That's 300 quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs at low, low prices, including a selection of vehicles under $8,000. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. We'll have appraisers available on site to get you the best deal for your trade-in, and we always want to get you approved. What are you waiting for? Head to the Midwest Kia Spring Cleaning Event. Over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles with many under $8,000. Come see us or shop online at MidwestKia.com. Example 2012 Ford Focus, stock KE996A. Accelerator credit will affect down payment, APR term, and vehicle. Negative equity applied to the loan balance. With approved credit plus tax and fees, not all customers qualify. See dealer for details. Expires 4/30/21.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sedlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
It is a red letter day for the medical community with the first ever human organ transplant. We tell you more on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, April 20th, the 110th day of the year. Star Trek actor and political activist George Takei turns 84 today, and on this day in 1912, Fenway Park opened as the home of the Boston Red Sox. As of today, we are halfway to a full moon. On this day in 1951, the first ever organ transplant was successfully done by a Romanian doctor. He replaced his patient's esophagus by using sections of their stomach to bypass damaged or deformed tissue. There are about 114,000 people currently on the list to receive an organ transplant. And if you want to help, find out how to become an organ donor at organdonor.gov. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about health online at almanac.com.
/7:28 from KNDY, 30 degrees in Marysville this morning. Highs around 40 on tap today. Most of the snow should melt away pretty quickly. A wet snow overnight, couple inches of accumulation, maybe some slushy areas to contend with this morning. Might allow a little extra travel time. Shouldn't be any slick spots to report. There are no weather-related postponements or cancellations. All of the area schools are running on schedule today.
Kansas.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Josh Fleming pitched a two-hit ball into the sixth inning. Kevin Kiermaier led a strong effort from the bottom of Tampa Bay's batting order, and the Rays beat the Kansas City Royals 4-1 yesterday. Fleming struck out three in five and a third innings. Relievers Ryan Thompson and Hunter Strickland carried the baton out of the bullpen and held Kansas City to two hits, both in the eighth. Chris Mazza shut the door in the ninth. Again, the final, Tampa Bay over the Royals 4-1. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes said he's received the COVID-19 vaccine, even though he's not required by the NFL to do so. During a virtual meeting yesterday morning, Mahomes said his reason for getting the vaccine was to help protect his two-month-old daughter, Sterling Sky. Mahomes said it's a personal decision for everybody. And after a year of being shut down to COVID, Hutchinson NJCAA's tournament got back into action yesterday. Rick Everett, Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
I put in my 40, and they take out way too much. The same old story, same old brown bag, homemade lunch. I can't complain. It pays the rent, but that's about all that it pays. It's been too long. Hey, I'm going. I'm overdue. So throw it on the car.
with you, girl, sipping on champagne.